Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Burt Show.
You're just hanging out with the Burt Show this morning. We're spending some time with Danielle. This is what she told us a couple of minutes ago.
I've got two kids, one going into fourth and one going into fifth.
Okay.
And basically, they've been coming home with report cards that have pretty much all C's all the time. They occasionally get a B here and there, but there has never been an A. And I've just basically kind of had it. I mean, if the process continues this way, there's not going to be a good college in their future. They're not going to get a scholarship. Mm. I'm just really frustrated with the school system.
Right. And the subtext to that also is that she hasn't run this by her husband yet.
Right. She has to tell him this weekend, right?
Is that what you're planning on doing, telling him this weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, that's what I'm going to do. I also just want to kind of point out really quick that the last caller said that she didn't have to take the tests.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I heard her say that.
But who says your kids aren't going to get good grades by you teaching them?
She's going to give them the A's.
Oh, you're just going to
force
it.
Yeah, she's going to give them the A's.
Oh, you're just going to force it.
She's in charge.
Okay.
Yeah.
So hypothetically, if your kid's not doing well in one subject, you may just give her or him the A just so the GPA is up there?
Right. I mean, we'll work on it, obviously, but
wow.
I'm the first one to see it, so I can pretty much do whatever I want.
It should be. Grades should be based on effort and not actual aptitude. Think about it. Like, in the real world, like, who would you rather have flying your plane? The really, really skilled, talented guy
who knows all the answers,
but doesn't have to try. Or the guy who just can't get it, but every single day wakes up in the morning
in the
and says, today I'm going to do it.
That's right.
Effort goes a long way.
Sure.
It goes a really long way.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound about accurate, Danielle?
Well, I think the main thing is that we're going to focus on the things that they do well, and, you know, and that's going to be really easy. And the other things, I'm just going to...
They're
going to
just be stupid. You know,
but I'll guide them and get them to the grade that I need them to get so that they can eventually get into the school and practice what they are talented at.
Okay, and you don't see the flaw in that?
Not really.
You know what I was really good at in school? And I would have gotten A's in it all the time?
Yeah.
Dodgeball.
Oh. If you can dodge your wrench, you can dodge your ball.
Like, if you can focus, let's all focus. If we all went back into high school and focused, and we were able to go back into high school and focus only on what we were good on, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would everybody's talent be? Like, if you were in homeschool and you were focused only on what you were good at, because I would be a professional dodgeball player.
I drank and smoked a lot of pot.
Cheerleading.
I'm not going to lie.
I have no idea.
For
I
you.
Could have been professional.
Professional cheerleader.
If you're just hanging out, we got Danielle here. Phone lines are lit up. She wants to homeschool her fourth and fifth grader. Not a problem there. Problem is that she's basically saying that the schools have never given their kids an A. They get B's and C's. She wants to be able to teach them and give them the A's so it looks better on their transcript. And also, she hasn't told her husband about any of this. Hey, Lewis, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Morning. How are you?
Okay, how are you? You seem... Let me get to my point.
Oh, my goodness. My blood pressure is high right now. My comment is toward Jen, but let me preface this by saying... But as a homeschooler, me and my wife homeschool 8 kids, mm-hmm. and as a homeschooler, I can say unequivocally that this woman is in the completely wrong mindset to homeschool her kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, Jen said that homeschooling is an insult to public schoolers.
It's an insult to educators that parents believe that they can teach better than somebody who's gone to get their degree in education.
Okay, well, we've got thousands and thousands of teachers in the public school system that all have their degrees, correct?
Yeah.
And why are we turning out such miserable failures? I mean, public education system is horrendous. I mean, we rank very low in the world and academic achievement, despite being one of the highest spenders.
I think public
education's a mess.
Oh, here we go.
Well, I think what it is I think that our education system doesn't focus on what the kids are good at.
Right.
Like,
right.
I mean, we have a lot of kids who are really good at reality TV and The Hills and stuff and focus on that. Like in India.
Because when they're home, that's what they get to do,
right,
is watch all that.
Kids in India are really good at math and science. So they focus on that. You know what I mean? In China, too.
Uh-huh.
Like, Indian kids and Chinese kids are really, like, math and science smart. So they focus on that, and that's why anybody who's Indian is good at math.
Okay.
Because that's how they focus on it. Here, we're good at snack foods, like that KFC sandwich that's made with two pieces of fried chicken. That's what we're good at, and we should be focusing
on
that.
Someone invented that.
Mm-hmm.
We're good at calories.
I bet it was an American that invented that.
Oh, absolutely. Fast food restaurants. Americans invented that.
Damn right.
You should be damn proud of that.
God bless the USA.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. What is that? You want to travel to another solar system? I want to make a deep fried sandwich.
Yum.
Get out of my way.
Hey, Lauren, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. You have some advice for Danielle.
I do. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
Basically, I think the problem is the parents. Like, her whole motivation behind homeschooling her children is to make them make good grades. But obviously, she's not helping them to make good grades right now. And like the other mm-hmm. caller said, you know, the school system's failing, but it's not the school system failing, it's parents failing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You do have to spend some extra time with your kids after they get home from school.
Which is a really great question. How long do you spend with your kids on homework now while they were in the public system?
Probably half an hour,
Half an hour. Good for you.
And I have to make them... We do all sit down at the table and eat together every night, and I think I deserve some credit for that. But that takes a lot of work. I mean, not a lot of families do that anymore, and I do.
Are you kidding me?
Are you totally 100% serious right now?
Yes.
You've spent 30 minutes a night with your kids on homework, two kids, 30 minutes total every night, and you think you're just going to pluck them out of the public system and be able to teach them better than the teachers they currently have?
Well, she doesn't care about teaching them better than the teachers they currently have. She just wants to allow them to sort of skate through and get A's.
Don't care.
Like, that's not her intention.
Those are harsh words. She's refocusing her children.
That first caller could have been irritated with me to disagree with homeschooling and disagree with her. Because he wanted to homeschool his kids to give them a better education, which I understand the intention there. I still don't agree with it, but I understand his motives were in the right place in order to do that.
Danielle, do you recall how you did in high school?
I got B's, mostly.
So you didn't get a lot of A's either?
Well, she didn't go to college.
No. And was that based on the school system? Because your logic when you first called us was that the schools mm-hmm. were too hard on your children. So were the schools too hard on you, too, when you were in high school?
I felt overwhelmed constantly, yes.
So your curriculum with your kids will not overwhelm them?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I think we got to check back with you on Monday morning and find out how the conversation. Yeah, often.
Often. But I think we need to spend a lot of time with you. You and we're all BFFs.
I can't get to all the calls, so I'm sure you'll get more on Monday. But we got to find out how the conversation goes with your husband.
Yeah,
when
I have
you tell
no idea
him.
How it's going to go. We've never even mentioned homeschooling before. It's always just been assumed that our kids are going to public school, and that's the way that it is.
Have you even ever expressed or had a conversation together that you were both frustrated that your kids weren't getting any A's? Has that even come up in conversation, or is this going to come out of completely left field?
No, we've looked at the report cards together, of course, and been disappointed in the results.
Out of curiosity, how much time does your husband spend with your kids on homework?
Homework, he'll answer questions when they have them, but doesn't take the time to sit down and
sporadic.
All right.
Does your husband consider
you? Wow, I
wonder
why they get C's and B's.
Does your husband consider you smart?
I would hope so.
Do you think this is a smart decision?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Would you be offended if your husband said that he doesn't want you homeschooling your kids? Would that offend you?
I'd like to find out why.
I could offer a suggestion, but I'd rather hear what he says.
We'll play this back for you.
Yeah.
Good luck with this conversation with your husband.
Thank you.
We heart you.
Super. She can't be real.
It sure sounded fine.
Wow. I have a feeling her husband's going to have a different plan once she brings it up to him.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
The Bird Show. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle. Because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.